You're listening to Sports Zone here on 2GB. Thanks for joining us. 131 873 is our open line number. Now, it's finals time in the AFL, and how good tomorrow, elimination in an all-Sydney affair, is the Swannies taking on GWS, who finished 6th and 7th on the table. This game, bizarrely, is in Tasmania, but that's the way the world's working at the moment, from 20 past 3. And the Giants will be the outsiders, but they won't mind that.
There's a big, big sound from the west of the town. It's the sound of the mighty Giants. Feel the ground is shaking. The other teams are quaking in their boots before the Giants.
And one of GWS's big stars is Lachie Whitfield. He's on the line for us tonight. Hello, mate.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Mate, good. From a fan perspective, this is perfect. Knockout footy, the two local rivals, but it's in bloody Launceston of all places.
Yeah, well, there'll be a crowd, so that's a positive. We'd obviously love it up in Sydney for both sides' fans to be able to attend, but you take what you get at the moment, I think.
I love watching all these Sydney derbies, and you sit there and you see the spot fires before the first bounce as people barging and pushing and shoving in the lead up. And look, no matter what, no matter whether it's round one or a final like this, the intensity between you and your biggest rival across town always lifts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, probably in our adolescent days, we had to manufacture that a little bit just to kind of get the boys up and going. But over the years, you know, through a few finals and some really tight games, is definitely forged a real rivalry that's that's not made up at all. So we know how they are. We know what type of game to expect. It's going to be very contested, and just to add the finals tenacity to that, yeah, it's going to be a tough game, but it's going to be a good one to watch, I'd imagine.
What about you going up against one of the all-time greats, Buddy Franklin's 8 goals away from 1,000. He kicked 6 in his last game. If he's on the park, he's going to be trouble. How do you even, you know, begin a game plan for someone that freakish?
Yeah, he's probably the best player I've seen in my generation, at least, growing up as a kid. But at the end of the day, it's a final we're going out there to win. So we just, you know, worry about what we can control. And, you know, Sam Taylor will be heading straight to him. And he had a really good half against him the last time they played. So it's going to be a good battle between those two.
Take me back to the start of the year. You opened with 3 straight losses. There was a big honesty session where the players and the coaches came together. What happens in summary there?
Oh, we probably just had a chat and thought, you know, we were pretty disappointing in the year before. And going 3-0, we just sort of looked each other in the eyes and said, like, this isn't the path that we want to take. We're a finals team. And if we can learn to play our role better and come together as a team and a unit, you know, we could achieve anything. And in the second half of the year, we've really improved on that sort of stuff and that play, and it's got us to a position where we can make an impact on finals.
Yeah, and as the year went on, you've really had to fight tooth and nail to get into the top 8 by the end, and you beat Geelong, Richmond, and then Carlton, which was a big game to finish. They were farewelling Eddie Betts, a big occasion, to make sure you were guaranteed a spot in the 8. So a lot of courage just to get to this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, through the year, we had a lot of key personnel out. So I think towards the back end, when we started getting some key players back, and we probably had, half a dozen to 10 games with some younger players that were really just playing on instinct. We sort of found a bit of a groove and were able to, you know, have a few upsets here and there and win the games we needed to. And, yeah, we got in pretty nicely in the end.
In terms of the personnel you've lost, and you look at some of those star players that have gone back to Victoria or left your club over the last few years, and, you know, there was an expectation from some that you'd drop away, and these young kids that have just come through this year in particular have done a great job alongside some of your senior guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when players do leave, it always opens up opportunity for those blokes. And a lot of them are just biding their time in the resis, learning their craft. And when the opportunity arose for them, they're taking it with both hands. And, you know, when youth, you know, plays well, it brings a lot of energy to the older blokes. So it's a really good mix at the moment of, you know, old and experienced and young and excited.
Toby Green, another phenomenal season. I just love watching him play. He's a freakish footballer. He's rubbing people the wrong way on the opposition at all times, and was named All-Australian last night, the team of the year. So a huge honour for him.
Well, yeah, I think that's just the way he plays. He's probably the best teammate you could possibly have on your team. But every other club's trying to stop him. So, yeah, another good year for him with all Australian honours, well deserved. Definitely for him. And, yeah, he just chucks this on his back and leaves from the front.
Now, be honest with me. This is your ninth season at the GWS Giants. You're a Victorian before that. What's kept you in Sydney so long? Is it the beaches, the nightlife? What do you like? Be honest.
I think when I was drafted, I probably thought I'd do the 2 years initially and bounce back to Melbourne. But, it's the weather, it's the beaches, it's the pub scene. I live over in the east now, so it's a nice part of the world. And, I'm just really enjoying it. I can't see myself moving for a very long time.
Go get it, mate. It'll be a great game. We'll be watching. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Lachie Whitfield from the GWS Giants elimination final tomorrow against the Swannies in Tassie from 20 past 3.